We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
R. Kelly may be under investigation by federal prosecutors here in New York as more alleged victims come forward.
WCBS's Mike Smeltz is following this story and joins us live. Mike, what do we know about this new investigation?
The information about this possible investigation is coming from Gloria Allred, the high-profile attorney who is representing several of R. Kelly's accusers. Allred was at a press conference today with two of her new clients, two women from Baltimore, who say R. Kelly abused them in the 90s when they were teenagers. Now, Allred says her clients are going to speak with investigators from the Eastern District of New York, which really doesn't make that much sense since the women are from Baltimore and the alleged crimes happened in Baltimore. So Allred was pressed a little bit on that. She eventually said that in her opinion, this is a quote, there is an open investigation by the Eastern District. Now, I checked with the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District, and they say they cannot confirm nor deny the existence of an investigation, something that they would say pretty much about anything. But why does this matter? It matters, of course, that R. Kelly is reportedly under investigation by local authorities in Illinois and Georgia. Adding federal prosecutors would represent an even greater legal trouble for the singer.
Mike, what do these two new accusers have to say today?
So the two women had met R. Kelly in the mid-90s. They were 16 years old and 15 years old at the time they had met him. They had gone to one of his concerts in Baltimore. They got into the after party at a nearby club, and almost immediately they describe it as R. Kelly singling them out in the midst of all of this after party. Kelly had someone from his entourage get the girls to come over to where he was. They offered them marijuana, cocaine, and alcohol. Eventually, from there, Kelly told them to go to another after party in his hotel room suite. The women now, and girls at the time, thought it was just going to be another party with a whole bunch of people. It was not. It was just Kelly and the two girls, again, 15 and 16 years old at the time. One of the women said she had sex with Kelly. And all of this aligns with the pattern we've heard before from Kelly's alleged victims, how he allegedly targets teenagers, uses his celebrity to force them alone to have sex with him. These women never revealed this incident before with R. Kelly, at least publicly, but said they wanted to come forward to show that he must be held responsible for his actions.
All right, Mike, thanks. WCBS reporter Mike Smeltz in Midtown.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.